Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Hour number two, we were joined in hour number one from former Thursday host Daryl W. Perry, but we also talked a little bit about white vans, and just telling you folks, be careful if you see a white van. At least that's what some people believe, and those people are in government, and there's absolutely nothing to this idea that white vans are out there carousing America, trying to find women to steal, kidnap, and traffic. But they would make you believe that. We are going to talk a little bit about respect. Respect is important. And I think respect has to be earned. Would you agree with that?
I will say this. I will respect people generally by default, just because they're a human being.
Okay.
I don't want to treat somebody with disrespect if I don't know anything about them.
That's true.
If, however, they do something that removes my respect for them, like, you know, perhaps engages in fraud or hurts somebody or is just generally scummy or whatever, you got to do something to make my little, you know, respect meter go in one direction or another.
What if you encounter someone, you refer to the gentleman as Mister, but he was a veteran and insists on being referred to as Lieutenant? Would you respect him by referring to him as to the title he requests?
No, I call people by their name.
But you have a prefix, right?
Bob.
I don't call judges Your Honor. I don't call...
Many would consider that disrespectful, no matter if it's a doctor, a professor, a PhD.
You know what? A doctor, I don't have a problem with that, because that person is, you know, they earned that title voluntarily.
PhD
somebody
holders.
Who's in the military, somebody who's in the police, a judge. These people believe they have power over you, and they're willing to use violence against you. So I don't respect that, and so therefore I would not call them by their title. But I got no problem calling a doctor, doctor.
Doctor.
Right.
Well, Bill Barr, he is the Attorney General of Top Cop. The United States says the communities that don't show law enforcement more respect may lose their police protection.
Is that a promise?
Apparently. Attorney General, this is coming to us from USA Today. Attorney General William Barr said that if communities don't show more respect to law enforcement officers, they may, quote, lose police protection, unquote. Barr made the comments, which have drawn criticism in some liberal groups and commentators, at an awards ceremony Tuesday, honoring officers and deputies for distinguished service in policing, unquote.
Well, he's not being honest, first off, because the police don't have an obligation to protect you, number one.
Right.
The Supreme Court has ruled that time and time again. And he's also not clarifying if it's true what he's saying is that if, you know, whatever community we're talking about here loses police protection, let's say Detroit, for instance, where it actually came out in the news a couple of years ago that one area of Detroit, and I don't remember what it was, but a certain section of Detroit had actually lost police services in that the police would not respond to calls.
Right.
And the police precinct or whatever that was in that area just decided they were going to start closing after dark. So it used to be that you could, you know, go in and report a crime or whatever, get some lame assistance with whatever had happened. Now you can't go in until the daylight hours. So the services that were being offered there were scaled back tremendously.
Okay.
And as a result of this, people started to take care of themselves. They started to form neighborhood watch groups. They hired private protection services to provide whatever protection that they needed. The market came in and filled in the gaps. That's where the Threat Defense Center was, I don't know if they were based in that particular neighborhood or whatever, but Threat Defense Center is a private protection agency that offers various different levels of private protection there. But what Barr didn't point out here is that police department's still getting funding.
Right.
They may not be protecting that community, but they're still getting their paychecks paid for. So it's like the worst of situations.
Yeah, you got to realize, I mean, if you put on that uniform, you know, and you go out into the street, you're putting your life on the line. And maybe part of your job, maybe you're in...
Yeah, you're putting your life on the line, eating donuts, getting fat, sitting in your car, you know...
It's not all
typing,
that.
You know, surfing porn while driving at 90 miles an hour on the highway.
Okay. That was a one-time
garbage
thing.
Video. Cops
one time the guy got caught at. I was thinking about, you know, busting drug houses. I mean, when the police get calls about, serious drug dealing going on at a house and... the officer actually, you know, gets a bogus arrest warrant and does a no-knock raid and shoots two people. That guy, that cop who murdered two people for no reason whatsoever, he, according to the Attorney General of the United States, absolutely, those police deserve your respect. And if you don't show your respect, then... See, that's the whole thing.
Boomer. All right, Dad. thanks for the lecture, Dad. Time to give you your Cheerios and roll you back to bed.
The idea that because of somebody's uniform, because of somebody's job that they've chosen, has nothing to do with whether they deserve respect or not. Would you agree?
Totally agree.
Yeah, and
they're an individual, and they deserve or don't deserve respect based on their choices and the things they say and do.
Your words and your actions, and this idea just boggles the mind. In his speech, Barr compared...
This is all they've got at this point.
Sure.
He can't, like, force people to respect the police. He wants them to respect the police, so he has to resort to threats.
Well, they will.
They haven't earned it.
No, I can see a world where being disrespectful to police officers becomes more of a crime. You know,
something they'll arrest you for. You flip the cops off, you get arrested now.
Right.
You challenge it, you should win. In most cases, those arrests are overturned. But in the meantime, you've sat in jail for a day or two or whatever.
And I could see the political, you know, winds definitely blowing for harsher penalties on any kind of disrespect towards police. I mean, it's not hard to imagine.
I don't know. In some places, yeah, but in other places, you have, like, in New York, what was it, like, because people were upset that they were getting prosecuted. My understanding is they were getting prosecuted for jumping over ticket, you have a ticket machine. Yeah, turnstiles.
Sure.
They, you know, would riot against cops. People in New York would pour water on cops. Yeah, they would get charged later for it because it was a big news story. But you'd have, like, massive marches because, obviously Black Lives Matter, that movement sort of fizzled out, but like you would have whole like blocks of people like covering blocks, just mobs of people chanting pigs in a blanket, fry them like bacon, you know, what do we want, dead cops, when do we want it now. So I think there's a lot of issues with plenty of cops, and I mean, yeah, sure, like Ian and, you know, our experience giving out flyers is a lot of people would, you know, say like F the police or, you know, talk about how much they hate cops, but the second a cop shows up, they immediately wet themselves and prostrate themselves.
Right.
So it's I think for stranglehold on people is mainly through fear and whatever, you know, in my opinion, metaphorically retarded boomer tier arguments about, like, you know, back in the glory days, but golden days, back in the golden days, back when cops actually protected people and weren't a Gestapo Nazi occupation force,
sure.
Basically a private army.
Right. And that's what I remember. I remember, you know, getting busted with beer from our local sheriff, and
as like a teenager,
as a teenager, yeah. And he took the beer and drove back to my dad's, and that was
who ended up with the beer.
My dad, yeah. So and I got more punishment out of that than I would have got. You know what? Take me to jail.
A juvie? Yeah, you would have been thrown into juvie. Yeah, they throw a book at these kids.
Of course. in his speech, Barr compared...
That makes kids better. Put him in with a bunch of other delinquents.
Well, no, it turns them into useful idiot criminals for the state and also slave labor for private prisons. And it turns, if a kid gets started in juvie, then he's going to become more, or most likely, become a hardcore criminal and to serve the system, even more.
Barr compared being in law enforcement to being in the military. It took decades for Vietnam War vets to earn respect, but he's going to keep fighting for our police so they get the respect what he feels they deserve. 855 450 free. What do you think? Should respect be based on a uniform or should it be based on actions? This is Free Talk Live.
Do you wish you could do whatever you wanted in your dating or relationship life, even if you're married? Do you wish you made more money on less hours? I'm Caleb Jones, and I've taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Come to our free webinar with a live Q&A with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up 2 bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the 3rd bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale. Totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
855-450-3733. In studio, it's Chris.
Hey, it's Ian.
And Vincent.
But first, I wanted to tell you about Divi. The next generation is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divi says you'll be able to send money around the globe in with only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, fiat, right in the mobile app, and withdrawing directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divi network. While the Divi while it launches because of Divi's relationship with Western Union, Divi will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at diviproject.org. That's diviproject.org. That's a mouthful. I gotta look into Divi. So we have been talking about William Barr, who is just beside himself, demanding that police be shown respect, regardless of what they've done, apparently. And, you know, he's just hearkening back to the old, good old days. You know, when the troops came home from Vietnam, when they left, they were parades and everything. When they came back, they were being spit on. But, quote, when police roll out of their precincts every morning, there are no crowds along the highways to cheer them on. And when you go home at the end of the day, there's no ticker tape parade, unquote. Barr said Americans instead need to focus on, quote, the sacrifice and the service of law enforcement. So,
sacrifice,
yes. They have to sacrifice. They have to, well, they do have to put in a full day's work, more or less.
They have to sacrifice having a respectable career.
They do. They do have arguably one of the best pension systems of anyone. Those are all sacrifices.
I will say that just based off the arguments I've heard from my father, who's like total Blue Lives Matter and everything, that when I say sacrifice, like there, you know, there's been cop killing. Well, there's always been cop killing.
Sure.
You know, recently, there's been, like in Austin, or some place in Texas, there was like this guy who was, like affiliated with Black Lives Matter, and he sniped and killed like six cops. He was a guy who had
that.
To have the robot blow him up, which is awful. You know, anytime anyone gets killed, it's awful, but it's at the same time, it's not like, and you know, I'm not blaming those cops for anything in particular, but that was in response to just the total police state we're living in, or that the guy was living in. So I'm not saying that it's, you know, anyone deserves to die, but, you know, I mean, like, it was in response to something. Very, you know, the cops certainly aren't innocent, and just the police, as in the United States, as an institution itself, isn't totally innocent. Obviously, you know, I don't think, I have to constantly stress this out just so I don't get pulled over constantly after saying this, that, you know, individual people don't deserve to die, but there's not, like, a total innocence. The police certainly kill all sorts of innocent people and get away with it. They throw flashbangs that end up in babies' cribs and end up mutilating and scarring the child for life. They murder dogs, murder people. Throw people in prison for years for crimes they didn't commit, you know, organize against it. And, you know, people say, oh, well, that's just the cream of a crop of a bad. Well, no, I mean, if it was just a small percentage, then it wouldn't be going on to the extent, like, in nearly every town, every state, every county, something like this is going on. There's some mafia of cops out there.
Well, the few bad apples, and they don't, you know, they don't think about the rest of that, which is a few bad apples spoil the
whole.
It's
a lot of bad apples.
It's the few bad apples spoil the whole bunch. Now, policing must be very dangerous work. It must be one of the most dangerous jobs out there, right?
Most
actually,
likely,
no.
No.
No, it's not even in the top 10.
There wouldn't be so many fat cops if it was that dangerous.
if you're a lumberjack, here in the Northeast, if you're a roofer, those jobs, you're much more likely to get seriously injured or killed than you are as a police officer.
That's not to say there aren't risks as a cop.
And
there
they certainly are. But there are also risks.
You could get diabetes. You could choke on food if your guy's shoveling it down your mouth too much. You could.
Donuts are deadly.
Oh, absolutely. Ever hard to chew, right? It's just a bunch of carbs.
Wow. I was just thinking, I mean, sprinkle lives matter. Maybe we could do that. But garbage men get injured, maimed,
garbage
killed.
People, you're using antiquated gendered language. Garbage people.
Okay.
Plenty of women. I'm sure plenty of women. Okay. Mrs. Millennial. That's what it is. Zoomer. Plenty of women, I'm sure, want to be garbage collectors and work on oil rigs and lumberjacks and be policemen and firemen. Police people and fire people.
Garbage men.
Garbage people.
There's got to be a better term than that. How about like professional waste disposal?
Yeah, yeah, waste
or
disposal.
Manager or something.
Or like city waste disposal staff. Unless it's, you know.
I appreciate your feedback, Vince, and I really do, and I take it to heart. But anyway, garbage men get injured every day.
Oh, yeah.
And this is a dangerous job. They get injured more often than police officers. So I'm trying to figure out what Barr is trying to
do.
But
I'll tell you what, garbage men are definitely more appreciated than the police because, man, somebody's got to do that job, and I'm grateful for the people who are willing to do it.
Absolutely.
Barr, that's a crappy job.
Right.
Well, yeah, but I mean, they have a symbiotic relationship with cops because otherwise we would just burn all of our garbage. But if we do that, the police will show up. So, I mean, they're sort of, you know, protecting each other there. It's a racket.
Actually, the fire department will show up if you burn garbage.
Well yeah, but what are they going to do? Threaten you with an axe? Spray you with a fire hose like it's a civil rights riots? You know, what are they going to do with fire? Mark is going to show up.
Mark is our co-host, who's a volunteer fireman.
That's right.
Works for the state. Total sellout.
But this whole idea, it just amazes me that this sort of thought does occur. Do these people not read social media? Do they not read the papers? Do they not see...
Which people? The bar types?
The bar types. The
top worshippers?
Yes. Do they not see how many times the police have done things that... And this is the case. When a cop does something wrong, he's going to, the loss of respect for police officer is going to be 10 times if it were just directed at one person. It's going to be directed at them as a group. Now, how does that make you feel, police officers, when you're being treated collectively because of how the worst example of police behaves?
That's not fair.
Right, and that's how, unfortunately, police sometimes treat citizens they decide that they're going on the warpath for whatever happens.
Well, plus, a lot of the time, they just treat people like they're suspects. I mean, if the cops are pulling you over, if the cops are talking to you, there's a good chance they suspect you of something, and they're looking to conduct an investigation and gather information that they will then use to arrest you.
I'm going to plug a book, Rise of the Warrior Cop. Have you guys read this?
Radley Balco. I haven't read it, but
absolutely,
I'm sure it's great.
Excellent. And it's one everybody should read and every politician should read. And you should see some of these examples of what he documents in the book. And
the militarization of the police.
Militarization of the police and some suggestions on what could work and what has been done in other communities around the country. 855, 453. What do you think? Do police just automatically deserve our respect, or are those days gone? I look forward to Andy Griffith. This is Free Talk Live.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces, even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. During a briefing on Capitol Hill, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says that she's offended by suggestions that she hates President Trump. Now, shortly thereafter her press briefing, the Republicans had theirs, and House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, reacts to Speaker Pelosi saying she doesn't hate the president.
I'll take the speaker at her word, but if she paused for a moment, if she looked at just the facts, she would not have made that determination.
President Trump and the First Lady light the national Christmas tree in Washington, D.C.
And now the First Lady will do the honors of lighting the national Christmas tree. So we'll count from five down to that very special number. Five, four, three, two, one.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's free as in freedom. 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Chris.
Hey, Ian here.
And Vincent.
And I wanted to tell you about a better plan. Are you sick and tired of Washington politicians making decisions about you and your family's health care? Obamacare, which was supposed to be affordable health care with a choice, turned out to be not much of a choice at all, has turned into high price insurance with little choice. Team at BetterPlans.net believe there was a better way to do health insurance, and they figured it out. Call 800-714-1802 to get a fast and free quote. The truth is that you can get affordable health plans that cost hundreds of dollars less per month. However, the first step is to become aware of how the wool is being pulled over your eyes. Download their free ebook, Dirty Little Secrets, at betterplans.net. See their sample plan pricing for plans, every bit as good as the major provider plans, for as little as $145 a month for a single, and even greater savings for families and businesses. Gain access to educational videos and a free quote, plus your free ebook, Dirty Little Secrets, at betterplans.net. Obamacare enrollment deadline is December 15th, so don't delay. Visit betterplans.net or call 800-714-1802. in studio. It is Chris.
We did that already.
But
I'm in.
Just getting Alzheimer's just, there. You're Alzheimer's.
I do it. No. I've done it before a bunch of times.
It's that Never. Plus. I had, along with Daryl W. Perry, he's got a little brain damage going on or something from his concussions. I was bit by a tick. So I've
done it. I've never been bit by a tick. I've done it multiple times.
Because you're a flatlander and you never leave a house and you never leave your lawn.
I think we were out today actually at the Thirsty.
Well, excuse me. You never leave the sidewalk pavement. Excuse me. You're not a mountain person like I am.
Oh, I see.
You don't got hairy legs that turn blonde in the sun. You don't know about roaches.
I know a lot about roaches. I'm from Florida.
Sitting on my lap.
I've seen roaches bigger than any roach you've probably.
I like it when they sit on my lap.
The roaches? Roaches, you could.
You don't get the reference.
I get it. I watched the thing with Biden. It was hilarious.
It's hysterical. I don't even know where to go with that story. I'd love to find.
I actually remember the point I had about the bar story. But yeah, I think this just shows how controlled the media is, but with his narrative, or either by the Democratic Party or by a narrative. But like, you have Joe Biden who says the weirdest, most bizarre things, like saying, I was there when he said Keene was part of Vermont. I was there. Like, he was right outside Lindy, or what used to be Lindy's.
Well, I mean, there is
that
an
I could
argument.
Understand. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, many people just consider hyperbolically that Keene is part of Vermont.
Right. That's not what he meant, though.
No, absolutely not. And it's sad. And I mean, it's like you're seeing this man who's just in the depths of senility saying all this weird stuff. I mean, let alone the smelling hair and, you're 10 years old, see me outside, we could go on a date. Or,
those videos with him stealing up kids is really,
the hot
creepy.
Mics. But that's the thing. That doesn't get on the news, right? Donald Trump gets in, who has his problems of his own. He gets 2 scoops of ice cream at whatever, White House, Bread and Circus, Roman, Roman Empire decline event. And that's national news, right? Trump says that he had Big Macs and McDonald's takeout stacked a mile high. Then the news is like, oh, Trump is lying. He did not have.
You can't stack.
Oh, yeah, that's
Big
what's
Macs
being covered. I mean,
high.
It's just so ridiculous.
Right.
When was this? Is this recent?
Oh, God, no, this was around a year ago.
Like the basketball team in the White House and they had like McDonald's and Domino's Pizza.
There's a theory.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. And there's a theory that the reason why Trump gets so much takeout is because he's afraid of poisoning and assassinating. That's one theory. But speaking of Trump and the deep state, you asked, rhetorically asked Chris about if Attorney General William Barr is that out of touch with his, thing about it, talking about cops. And I mean, I don't think he's doing this.
Of course he's out of touch.
Excuse me. I'm trying to get my point. In general, all of these people are out of touch. But the thing is, I don't think he's virtue signaling to the police. He's defending his, these guys are his lackeys. I mean, Barr is deep into the deep state. His father, Donald Barr, is suspected to have given Epstein his first, insider job. I mean, this guy is a swamp creature. I mean, he was, we don't have time to get into it now, but I mean, Barr is definitely part of the, is definitely a hard, like, yeah, I mean, so he's defending
his
lackeys.
He's the worst of the worst. I mean, right. you don't get to be the attorney general without being a real scumbag.
And he's a Bushite, too. So, Trump appointing a Bushite, this guy's part of a swamp, so he's defending his lackeys. He's defending
and
for
he's
goons,
surrounded
for
by these people. I mean, so you ask the question of, is he unaware of what people think about the police? Well, I mean, obviously, he knows some people disrespect the cops, right? Like, so he's become aware of that. But these kind of people are surrounded by yes men. They're surrounded by people who want to curry favor with a man who has power. And so everybody that's around him is going, oh, yes, Mr. Barr, you're absolutely right. Oh,
we've
yes.
We've got to do something.
Yeah. And most of the people that he associates with are cops or attorneys, U.S. attorneys, people in law enforcement. These folks have their own little world. In the same way that, we associate with people in the liberty movement for the most part. I mean, you aren't the same way, Chris. You've got a public-facing business. You get a lot of people in the, just general folks coming in that you get to interact with more often than, say, I do.
Sure.
It all has to do with who you surround yourself with. And these guys are not surrounding themselves with critics. They're not surrounding themselves with people who might tell them that something's amiss.
And people, the police, and Barr, and everyone else in law enforcement, and law enforcement includes Barr. He's at the very top of law enforcement.
Yes, he is.
This is the change that's happened since we declared war on drugs, and this was a pivotal moment
in
America.
I would like to say I did not declare war on drugs.
Of course not. But the country did. And
the United States government.
Specifically, Nixon did. And what that meant was the enemy is us, because they absolutely knew that regular people were fond of illegal drugs.
And Nixon specifically knew, and his attorney, whatever, whoever it was at the time, has spoken since then and has admitted that they did the war on drugs specifically to target blacks and hippies.
Exactly.
They wanted to put those people in jail, but they knew they couldn't outlaw blacks and hippies.
Can't be illegal to be black.
Well,
right.
Also, I mean, it's a war on for competition, because the number one drug dealer on the planet is the United States government. And
what do you mean when you say that?
Well, you heard of Gary Webb, right?
Yeah.
So Gary Webb exposed that, you know, the CIA was running drug trafficking. You have, and you know, a lot of this is like deep research, and you're not going to see in the mainstream media. But a lot of, you know, I mean, and it's, you know, a lot of it's anecdotal, but there's a lot of reasoning to suggest, and you know, evidence too, that the government, you know, the government benefits from drug dealing, right?
Because they do.
They, you know, were able to fund whatever, you know, the CIA, you know, the cocaine importation agency.
They can fund black projects and stuff like that. I seriously doubt that the CIA and these other groups could actually be as efficient as the free market at bringing illegal drugs into our country.
Well, they sell the drugs, but it's for, like, out of maliciousness rather compared to like the free market.
Exactly.
Or just your average, you know, your average corner street drug dealer who does it out of profit. And they, you know, these people have resorted to murder. I think it's pretty much like most people would agree. Gary Webb, like people who know about it, is like Gary Webb definitely was murdered or Arkansided or whoever was the president at the time. And so it's all about. I mean, just thinking that's the important thing. And we have that sign there that says to stop calling the government. You got to start calling a gang. That the United States government, at least, you know, whether it's the deep state or, you know, the Trump's faction or the Dixie Mafia, like you know, Bill Clinton or whatever cabal of Bush, Reagan, Gerald Ford, you know, those folks, it's just gangs. It's just rival gangs. And the United States government happens to be the most powerful organized crime syndicate on the planet.
In the
continental U.S.
Yeah,
there's bigger ones, you know, the Rothschilds and stuff are biggest on the planet.
I don't disagree.
But. Yep.
The idea that police
We went real deep down a rabbit hole there.
No, it's good. That they deserve our respect regardless of what they do. We disagree, but we're going to tell you about some exciting findings that have nothing to do with the police.
PMS coming up.
PMS. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxetril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxetril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxetril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxetril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxetril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's free as in freedom. 855-450-3733. That's our telephone number. That's the number to get on the air and tell us what's on your mind. But first, I want to tell you about LibertyCon. LibertyCon is a unique Liberty convention April 3rd to the 5th in Washington, D.C. for people who want to network with more than 70 pro-Liberty organizations for the purposes of career advancement or business and internship opportunities. You're going to hear a bunch of incredible speakers. Think former CEO John Mackey of Whole Foods.
I think he still is the CEO.
Is he? He may be.
Yeah, he didn't get the boot when Bezos bought it out. They kept him on. Last I heard.
I stand corrected. Yeah. Vernon Smith, Nobel Prize winning economist. Miriam Issa. Nassim Nicholas Taleb, and many, many more. There's going to be up to, I think, something like 70 speakers total.
I think it's 70 Liberty organizations. I don't know how many speakers they're going to have. That's like 70 groups that are going to be in attendance. So there's probably going to be like a big room. I'm just guessing. I've never been to this conference, but I will be going.
You will be going because Free Talk Live is going to be there too. It's going to be cool. And you can find out more details about the speakers and events and use coupon code FTL for a $10 discount at your registration.
Which is a huge discount because it's only like an $80 ticket.
Yeah, it's really affordable. Yeah. Visit LibertyCon.com for more information. If you're a student, student travel scholarships are available.
That's
and
awesome.
Discount rooms are available for everyone at the Marriott Marquis. Save on early registration at LibertyCon.com. Use coupon code FTL for that $10 discount.
Yeah, you ought to check that out, Vince, and see what the travel scholarships. What do you got to do to get one of those? Find out.
Oh, yeah, definitely I will.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're only going to be a student for, like, another semester.
Yeah, Ben, I lose all these benefits. I won't have Amazon Prime anymore.
Man.
Well, that's harsh.
Well, I mean, not probably for the best. I mean, I don't, you know, really support a lot of her policies.
Really? I find that hard to believe.
What?
No.
Well, you know, I don't support, you know, people being worked to death as slaves and, you know, what was it, Jeff Bezos paying any tax and all that other garbage.
I have a story that I've had in show prep for several days that's a woman who worked for an Amazon facility, one of those shipping facilities.
Yep. Fulfillment center.
Yeah, fulfillment center. She talks about what the job is like. She quit after a month, and she gets into some of the detail, the dirty details of exactly how grueling this is.
We'll get to that.
We could. Yeah.
Yep. First, we're going to go to Discord, where we've got Turd Ferguson. Turd, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. The reason why I'm calling in is just because I actually had a message for Daryl, and you know, I wish I would have thought to call in right after
he called. May not be listening at the moment. I mean, he's pretty busy with his campaign. I suspect he just did his campaign appearance, and, you know, we had him on most of the first hour.
Yeah.
I mean, you're welcome to say what you want to say, but I can't guarantee you he's going to hear it. If you want to send a message to him, you should probably email him.
Yeah, sure. Well, I'd be happy to do that, too. But, Daryl, I would invite you to come into the chat so I can just ask you a few questions, since you're running for governor and all that, about libertarian principles and how you defend them and how you would defend them in debates as the governor, specifically relating debates with Sam Cedar you had. And, look, if you don't want to have the talk in Discord, I've left the link in the Discord chat to my Discord, so you can call the show.
Okay. He doesn't like Discord, though, so I don't know if that's going to work.
Yeah. It is a fed honeypot.
Well, if all else, you could just have Jackie message me, and I'll give him my phone number so he can call my show tonight. And
Jackie?
We can discuss it there if he doesn't want to.
Definitely knows how to message.
If you go to his website, darylwperry.com, I believe there's a contact email address there. I would recommend you reach out to him and invite him on. I know he is willing to do media interviews for his campaign for governor, so try that way. I wouldn't count on Jackie, who is his wife, and she's a little hostile towards Free Talk Live and Free Talk Live's listeners tonight in our chat room. So I wouldn't really count on her to do anything for you. You should just reach out to him directly.
I just want to let everyone know that I am totally willing, you know, in order to get this dialogue out in the open, to host on Questioning Authority at, you know, Saturdays, 10 p.m. on LRN.FM. I am willing to moderate and host a debate between Jackie and Ian to, you know, get these issues out in the open.
There's
nothing
to debate.
Freedom. I'm totally willing to, you know.
She's upset with how the breakup happened.
Turd, thanks for your call.
Between Free Talk Live and Daryl, and it had everything to do with her and nothing to do with him. So, you know, of course she's going to be upset about that.
Of course.
You're afraid to debate her. It's okay, Ian.
The phones are open anytime.
And you can curse on QA if you want to call in, too, so that'd be even better.
Yeah, if she wants to call in, she can.
There you go.
She won't.
We're going to stay on Discord, where we've got Bad Slave. Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live. Can you hear me?
You got to turn that down.
Turn your...
Yes, of course.
Like, sooner rather than later.
Like,
please.
Right now.
You want to call it, too. So
right, just put him on hold or something.
Okay.
I don't know what he's doing there.
I've got volume here.
Okay, we're going to put you on hold.
Put him on hold
that.
Until he gets that fixed.
I'm sorry, I'm just channeling Bill Cooper, because back when, he had a shortwave radio, and people would call in, and, you know, because they would be listening right next to the radio, though.
Right.
It wasn't audio.
Right.
So, like, he would be like, turn your radio off, and like, oh, hey, what, Bill, could you hear me? And he would just be like, turn your radio, and he would, like, you know, he had a lot more bass, but turn your radio off, and he got to go, excuse me, sorry. But, yeah, it is grating to hear.
It's tough. We're going to try Bad Slave again. Bad Slave, are you still there?
I am.
Okay. And I don't
much
hear
better,
that radio.
Much better. Thank you.
You're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
I'm sitting here struggling with a thing. It was buried under a few windows, and I found it. So.
Okay, Boomer. See, Bad Slave calls in. I can call Bad Slave Boomer. Bad Slave can call me Boomer because
are
I
you
just,
a Boomer? Aren't you Gen X?
I am. I am the youngest baby Boomer.
Really?
1964, so that was the last year of baby boomers. So,
okay, Boomer.
Easy there. Okay, Bad Slave, what do you got for us?
Well, are we on the... We're not on the call yet.
We're on the radio.
Yes, we are. You're on the radio.
Okay. well, it's about, and respect.
Okay.
And I wanted to say something about Bob Barr.
Okay.
I want to ask him a question, or anyone that is a lover of LEOs. And I think LEO is a more
law
accurate
enforcement officer.
Reference. Law enforcement officer, okay. Way more accurate to what they do than you know, police or, you know, protecting and
is serving. It though? I mean, isn't law enforcement officer just kind of a colloquialism for, you know, paid thug?
Well, I think it's clear it actually spells it out, though.
The thing is that they enforce the law, and we know how much of that law is actually bad and ought be ignored and void because it's actually, you know, unconstitutional.
I would agree, you rather, absolutely. Yeah, I kind of liked when we had peace officers.
And sunset clauses
keeping
on laws.
A whole lot less law.
Right.
They've been making laws this whole time, you know.
Sure.
It's crazy. I do remember Bill McGuire. Is it McGuire?
I have no idea
who that is.
He was the House Speaker while back, and
okay.
And actually was the time when we got 10% knocked off of the state budget. Bill, you know, I heard him say that, you know, he was going to take a whole segment of the 2-year term and turn that into just repeals.
I would love to see it. That's what Washington needs to do.
You know, there should be most of the time should be dedicated to repealing laws.
Well, because you say repeal, but I mean, like, you know, just what we said about law enforcement, you know, we had peace officers. We didn't have the idea of law enforcement as it is today. It hasn't been around for long, but because of the media and television, and people think, oh, this is how it always has to be. And in fact, we need even more police and law enforcement.
Right.
So I don't think anything is going to get repealed ever anymore in this current system of government.
That's been the practice, of course.
Except the Second Amendment and First and Fourth. And, yeah, probably the whole Bill of Rights. That could get repealed. I think that'll get repealed.
Right.
The Bill of Rights is, you know, is established, hasn't changed.
The plenty of people want to repeal the Second Amendment.
It references a list of rights. It doesn't, it's not about laws. The laws are part of what we as individuals have created.
But you have plenty of people who want to repeal the amendments. They want to repeal the Second Amendment. They want to repeal the Fourth Amendment. They're getting power.
Thanks for your call.
Kamala Harris. These thugs. These mobsters. These gangsters. These villains.
Are you able to set your own schedule, work, play, or sleep whenever you want 7 days a week? Are you free to date whomever you want, even if you're already married? I'm Caleb Jones, and I've taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Come to our free webinar with a live Q&A with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.